Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent Indianola City Council meeting.
Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening and received an update on the square traffic conversion that took place on Monday. I know some rain had some delays with that, but just kind of relay what the Indianola Police Department and Indianola Public Works Department gave on the update to the City Council.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. The conversion that was scheduled for May 17th went well, so we appreciate the public's cooperation and attentiveness to the signage and the traffic flow when driving their vehicles. There's still a little bit more to be done, but the rain delayed that, specifically with some paint marking for the center lines on the square, some stop bars. And we thought we were going to have a window of time last night at 10 p.m., but it started to rain. So we need the pavement to be dry, and we need about 2 to 3 hours of drying time. And unfortunately, we just couldn't make it work. This week is projected rain throughout, so we'll get to that. But kudos to the staff. A lot of time and preparation went into this. Very thoughtful plan was put in place. A lot of work was being done leading up to May 17th. And then our street team began work at 1 a.m. on Monday the 17th, taking down different signage and removing some of the coverings on the signage that was pre-installed a couple weeks ago. So really appreciate their dedication on that. But also really greatly appreciate our residents and all motorists. Anytime you get behind the wheel of a vehicle, you're taught to be observant and cautious and just be aware of your surroundings. And I think our community did a really great job yesterday, and just pray that that continues.
All right. The council also approved just some preliminary contracts getting ready for a couple of big projects. I believe Hillcrest and South K. Talk a little bit about that process and what the council approved.
Yeah, so the council approved two engineering agreements, one for the engineering plans for the paving of South K Street, and then the engineering plans to for the reconstruction of Hillcrest. Both roads have been studied and evaluated, and the topic of discussion at the council meetings over the last couple of years was built into the CIP. And so now we're just getting to the point of preparing the engineering plans so we can go out to bid and break ground next fiscal year.
All right. And then the council also met in a study session. I've talked with Community and Economic Development Director Charlie DeSell about that, kind of more in depth on what that was. But talk about some of the information that was presented to the council Monday evening during their study session. Just kind of the proposal to upgrade or update, I should say, site plans and zoning regulations.
Yeah. So as part of the comprehensive master plan effort, a leading recommendation was to go through and do a complete review and update of our zoning and land use regulations. So last night, our team presented to the council phase one. So most of it was zoning code clarifications, updates, reorganization, establishing regulations where none existed. So for instance, like with solar panels or some other newer technology that just has not been incorporated into the zoning code. So we provided an overview of those regulations and kind of the layout of that document. Much appreciation goes out to the steering committee that was put together and spent several hours, several late nights working with the team to review page by page, line by line of the regulations. In many instances, a lot of our regulations didn't change, but then there was others that did. So kudos to that group that went through, reviewed it. Planning and zoning then had it, conducted their review of it, and developed a recommendation up to the City Council. So this was a preview of the matter that's going to be coming before the council June 7th. There was some direction that we received on some changes that they would like to see. So we'll be working with our team on incorporating those before it comes to June 7th. One question that has come up during a previous public meeting on this that we hosted via Zoom and had really great participation on, but one of the questions that was asked during that was, does this apply to existing establishments, residential areas, buildings, homes, whatnot? And these are regulations that are meant for new buildings, whether businesses, homes, uses, unless there's criteria. If you're gonna do an addition on your house, there's a criteria, a certain percentage amount. So if you do X percent of a remodel or rehabilitation of a property, then you would have to bring it into compliance with the new regulations. If not, if it's just general maintenance, then the existing regulations would still apply. Legal non-conforming use or legal non-conforming structure is what we'd refer to it as. But if there's a situation, again, where a rehabilitation or addition greater than a certain percentage established by code, then you would have to bring it up to the newer standards. But most of the time, it's just going to apply to new developments or new buildings.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.